in a world full of straight people. Aren't you glad there's WOW Presents Plus, the number one place in the world to see Drag Race? And so much more. Subscribe to WOW Presents Plus. Still only $4.99. Subscribe today as streamed on TV.
Hello, kings and queens and in-between sinner saints, and I don't know if I is or I ain't. Welcome to another unique-tacular episode of Yes, Jesus. I'm Daniel Franzese, and as always, I'm here with my bestie.
Hey, man, it's Azariah Southworth.
What's up, dude? Did you know that here at Yes, Jesus, we believe?
You can run up to a fancy vehicle to ask someone if they understand what they're reading. It's a thing you can do.
And some verses from the story might not actually belong in the Bible. Yes, that is a scandaloso that I'm excited to talk about.
And Bible geography is really fun.
So stick around right after this praise report and prayer request. Now, this is the portion of our show where if you have a little something that you want to hallelujah about, if something good is going on in your life, let us know and we'll praise along with you in our praise report. But then in the same token, if you have something that's a little heavy on your heart and you need some prayer, we'll pray for you and we'll pray for you on the show, and so will our Yes Jesuits at home. So let's start with a prayer request, Azzy.
This prayer request comes to us from Allison. They said, I could use prayers for my friend Jess, who is going through a severe psychosis right now. She's on medication for the first time in her life, and it's helping, but she's not out of the woods yet. Please pray she finds her way back to us, finds the right meds for her, and confronts and defeats the demons keeping her in limbo.
Oh, prayers up for Allison, for sure.
And Jess.
Yeah, and Jess, too. Thank you for being a good friend and being there for Allison in their time of need. We have a praise report, too. This comes to us from Liz. Liz says, we had a young man in our town come out to his parents. They threw him out. A lady from our church called us because she knew that my husband, who is a pastor, and I were safe people and would be willing to talk to him and care for him if needed. She didn't even ask if we were allies. She just knew. Made my heart smile. His grandmother, who is a sweet lady, took him in. Aww. Well, thank you so much for being good church community. For this young man. That's what we need, is more allies like you in a safe space of worship.
God bless that grandmother.
I know, right? Our affirming parents are our soldiers out there. So thank you all for your service. Whether you're an aunt, an uncle, a friend, a grandparent, those of us in the LGBTQ community sometimes need someone to extend a hand. It does take a village, and we're so grateful for you. So thank you, Liz, for being that person, and prayers for grandma too. We hope that that young man is able to find his way.
Thank you for being an ally.
Yes, exactly. And stick around, allies. We'll be right back with the scripture of the day.
This is Tina Werner, and you're listening to Yas, Jesus.
Azzy, it's the scripture of the day. What is it?
Our scripture of the day comes to us from Acts 8:36. It says, as they were going along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, look, here's water. What is to prevent me from getting baptized?
You know, have you ever been traveling to another country and you just run across a eunuch?
Oh, so many times. Can't tell you how many times.
Yes, well, it's time to crack open the holy book and crack open another story that somehow centers around a guy with no dick.
I'm here for it.
No dick or crack again. Yeah.
We've talked about dicks a lot on the show, but now it's time to talk about no dicks.
That's right. Well, what is the way to make this even better? Let's light up and make this a baked Bible story.
Oh.
Dude.
Bible story about no dicks.
A baked Bible story about not dicks.
All right, man. Now that we're high on the Most High, dude, open up your Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 26.
Ah, yes. The Acts of the Apostles. This is the story of the early church. After Jesus, when everyone was still figuring out how to be the church together.
Listen, if you ever want a Bible story about messy, messy humans that will make you feel better about your church politics, just read Acts. They are literally figuring it out as they go.
This particular story starts pretty suddenly. Verse 26, then an angel of the Lord said to Philip, get up and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza.
Ah.
Now this is a wilderness road.
Gaza is not new at all. Surprise, surprise. It's been around since Bible times.
Not at all. Everything old is new again.
Hear that, Zionist? Of course, Philip does exactly what the angel tells him to do. He's an obedient little Christian bitch.
So now we need to introduce the next character, the Ethiopian eunuch. Verse 27 and 28. Okay. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official to the Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home, seated in his chariot, and he was reading the prophet Isaiah.
Ooh, very stoic royal of him. Well, we did an episode on eunuchs before, but maybe you need a refresher. Eunuchs are not the same as transgender people. They are people who were often slaves, serving people in high positions of authority. The thought was that they were more trustworthy because their manhood was removed, so they didn't pose a real threat.
Yeah, a lot of times they were super close to the queen, like being a confidant. So it was, they often took the role of a eunuch willingly to keep that high position in the kingdom, but then they could never impregnate the queen and accidentally create a king and take over a nation. So they seemed really safe to be there. I do think that even though this is different than a transgender person, a story of a eunuch could be someone that could appeal to someone unisex or transgender or anyone really. But it really could. It's a point of the Bible that we can turn to show an accepting moment. So, yes, you know, cutting off their genitals is a pretty transphobic and sexist belief. But okay, it's Bible times. We are in the Bible times. There's not a lot of... They're trying to read some of these things out for the first time. So just put it into that context that we are in Bible times, okay? So I was trying to form a club for eunuchs at my high school, but there weren't enough members.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Does anyone know if eunuchs are ticklish? No, because nobody will give them a test tickle.
Oh, my God. Boo.
Hey, they can't that's actually, all be I like gems.
I like the play of words. that's a good one. I like that. I like that one. Oh, well, and you see that this particular unit is serving in the court of Candace, the queen of Ethiopians. He's riding on a chariot, so he has a lot of power himself.
And apparently he worships in Jerusalem.
Here's where it gets juicy. Acts 8, 29 through 30. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over to this chariot and join it." So Philip ran up to it and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah. He asked, "Do you understand what you're reading?"
So once again, the Spirit, or is it the angel again? Or is it the angel and the Spirit? Are they the same thing? Anyway, it told Philip to go over to the chariot. And you get to hear Philip strike up a conversation.
Philip asked, "Do you understand what you're reading, man?" Which is a great pickup line in a library or a Barnes & Noble, so put that one in your pocket. You're welcome.
You don't want to be in my pocket at a Barnes & Noble. I always have to fart.
I don't want to be in your pocket.
It's a thing. It's a thing. They say that people fart in bookstores. It's a thing.
You're probably farting right now.
Yeah, it could be happening. Coming up and being like, "Do you even understand what you're reading?" That's kind of like a read back to someone who's trying to read you. Do you understand what you're reading? Mm-hmm. Do you even understand that reading is fundamental?
Do you know the words that are coming out of my mouth right now? But the eunuch seems to fall for the pickup line, though. His response is, "How can I unless someone guides me?" Ooh, a good way to respond.
I'm going to remember that one next time I'm farting at Barnes & Noble. I'm like, "Take me to another section. This one stinks."
Well, he invited Philip to get in. That's how good the line was. So Philip sat beside the eunuch.
That's interesting. Has that ever happened to you? Or is that real life? Or is that just like Sex in the City?
I mean, there have been a few times where a few stretch limos pulls up and a hot guy leans out and invites me in. But that's just, you know, a Tuesday in West Hollywood. Now, remember, that eunuch was already reading scripture. The next few verses actually show what verses he was reading from in Isaiah. It says, "Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb silent before its shearer, so he does not open his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth."
Now, this eunuch has questions. Who is the passage talking about? And Philip's got answers. Mm-hmm. And the answer is Jesus. Acts 8:35. Then Philip began to speak, and starting with this scripture, he proclaimed to him the good news about Jesus.
And then we have an amazing little twist in Acts 8:36. As they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here's water. What is to prevent me from being baptized?"
Wow. Okay. So this eunuch was worshiping in Jerusalem, riding along, hears about Jesus, and he's good to go.
Good to go. He needed no more information. It was sudden. No sinner's prayer, no baptism classes. Well, maybe one class, but more like a crash course.
He's like, "There's a puddle. Say less." So here we go. In Acts 38, he commanded the chariot to stop. And both of them, Philip and the eunuch, went down to the water and Philip baptized him.
He might be a eunuch, but that guy's got some balls. Do you get it? Do you get it? He commands an entire chariot to stop so that he can be baptized in whatever water they are driving by. So I want to take a little side note here that will fascinate you. We jumped from verse 36 to verse 38. In that translation, there is no verse 37.
Wait, what? So there's a missing verse?
No verse 37. Yes. The way the story goes without verse 37 is that the eunuch has all the authority. He learns about Jesus. He suggested that he gets baptized and he commands the chariot to stop. Verse 37, which a lot of scholars have concluded was added later, gives Philip a response. He actually gives permission to the eunuch to be baptized. Here's what verse 37 says. But remember, it's not in all the translations. Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he replied, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God."
Oh, so that's where the accepting of Jesus into your heart or the sinner's prayer comes from, that verse right there. So some later writer thought that the eunuch needed to make a profession of faith before he was baptized.
Exactly. And like much of modern day Christianity, it's not in the original text. None of that happens.
Scandalo.
Mm-hmm. And then our story ends about as abruptly as it starts. Here's verse 39. When they come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. I have to say the Spirit of the Lord that way.
Yes,
the eunuch saw him no more and went on his way rejoicing.
Wait, so Philip just ghosted him? He just disappeared and the Gone. Eunuch was left there by himself?
Gone. The rapture happened. We all missed it, but Philip got in. I mean, I know that if that was me, I would be freaked out and not rejoicing. But hey, you know, again, these are Bible times.
Bible times.
Things are weird and different and there's no penicillin for syphilis, you know, like.
So what happened to Philip?
Verse 40 tells us Philip found himself at Azotus. And he was passing through the region. He proclaimed the good news to all the towns until he came to Caesarea.
So for those of you that know your geography, what is this place called, Azzy?
Caesarea. Caesarea. Caesarea, because it's named after Caesar.
Right. Caesarea. Right. Caesarea. So for those of you who know your geography, Azotus looks like it's halfway between Gaza and Tel Aviv. And Caesarea looks like it's north of Tel Aviv.
So Philip was just whisked away to the north, leaving our friend in a pool of water, and he doesn't seem phased. I wonder if it was the Mediterranean Sea.
Maybe. I mean, it seems like Philip's got some interesting adventures with the Holy Spirit, though. Like, he's just like, "I gotta go, just on my merry way."
And I'm done. Scene. Well, what do you think? Who was in charge? Was it Philip? Was it the eunuch? Or was it God?
You know, what's interesting about this story about the eunuch is it's just an affirming message. Like, you know, for a lot of people, eunuchs were seen as somebody who were second-class citizens. Even though they were in a high position of authority within the kingdom, they weren't allowed to vote. They were treated differently. They were separated a lot from the other people in the kingdom. And it's interesting to see that this eunuch, who's in a chariot, he's obviously, you know, part of the kingdom, an employee, if not somebody who's cared for, just said, "Hey, what about Jesus says that I couldn't be baptized?" And Philip just affirms that Jesus says you can. And even with the quote unquote added verse, it's like, it's just an affirming message. And this is something that isn't given to our community. Like, this is a chance to say, look, here's somebody who has their body changed by choice. due to what they feel like is their calling.
Come on, Pastor Danny.
Well, this person says to Philip, what about me? Like, what about me? Your God says that I can't be baptized. And Philip says nothing. And he goes, well, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an example of an affirming message where God would accept somebody. And in our modern day times, maybe someone transgender or somebody intersex or somebody, you know, who's done things to their body that other people may or may not approve of, whether it's their business or not. And I think that this is a message that could be used as a perspective that could serve a lot of people, especially if you're listening. We know we have a lot of Yash Jesuits out there that are in seminary or are like studying to, you know, figure out ways to be affirming to LGBTQ people in their conversations. I think that this story is a story that we could point to that says, here, if a eunuch, a person who, not because of gender expression or not because of sexuality, has done something to their body, but still, in turn, is completely accepted by Philip and by Jesus in this moment and allowed to be baptized. I think that when one of the things I love about Yes, Jesus is we're able to give those perspectives to people who may really need them. So I'm curious what you guys think. When you're listening here, y'all, like, are you moved by this story in that way? Do you think Philip was in charge, the eunuch was in charge, or is God just always in charge? Let us know what you think. And this week, for your tithe, love offering, charity, act of good.
Well, before we get to the tithe, love offering, charity, act of good, I also want to pose the question of, what do you think was it about that verse from Isaiah that persuaded the eunuch to want to be baptized? You know, I'm curious about that, if anyone has any thoughts about that. So hit us up at Yes Jesus Pod. But your tithe, love offering, charity, act of good is the eunuch was reading. Why? Because reading is fundamental. Duh. Don't you know? It takes time to make sure that young people have the gift of books so they can read. Take a look at your books and see if you can donate them to a little library, or better yet, set up a little library in your front yard. Put in some children's books and some adult books. Share some of those books you haven't read for years and make sure that people have something to read.
I love those little community library things that are around. You see them sometimes in neighborhoods where people leave a book, take a book. I always said, when the first time I saw that, like, it just got me so excited. We need more of those for sure. And you know, you guys, you may have followers, but if your followers are not actively engaging with each other, learning from each other, and vibing regularly, then you don't have a community. So reach out to us. We want to know who you are. And we want to feel your presence. And stay tuned, because we have more drag queen prayers. That's right. Yes, Jesus was at RuPaul's Drag Con in the UK, in London. And while we were there, we got some holy prayers from some divine drag queens. And today, we're going to open up a prayer segment with a prayer offering by Tina Burner.
My prayer or wish for the LGBTQIA plus community is to be part of your community instead of being a problem of it. And which means by that, it's just like for all of us to come together as one, no matter where we are, where we're from, where our backgrounds, and we can all just come together to support each other. Because right now, I think it's important to like meld as one than to try to separate and like be in other places. Like, yeah, obviously, we're stronger as a pact, you know? We're a bunch of animals. We just need to hold on to each other.
Gay man.
I love that.
God, we pray for those who break the ice, for those that walk up, and those that start conversation. We pray for those that ask questions, and those who explain their answers. Let us be those people, but let us always be respectful. Please keep us checking in on one another, just like Tina Burner wants us to do, and just like Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. Let us have substantive conversations with one another, even strangers.
And we pray with Allison and her friend Jess. Calm both their minds and hearts. We pray she finds her way back to Allison and the rest of her network, finds the right meds for herself, and confronts and defeats the demons keeping her in limbo.
Yes.
We also pray with Liz for the young man in her community. We give thanks for people like Liz and her pastor husband and the grandmother who took him in. And of course, we pray that no youth has to experience homelessness or rejection like this. We give you thanks for these people in his life and for Jess and Allison and for examples like the eunuch. In all of this, in the many names that you are, we pray. Amen.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Azzy, for that beautiful prayer. And thank you for listening to another episode of Yash Jesus, y'all. You can find us on social media at Yash Jesus Pod or on our website at yashjesuspod.com. Now, if you're liking the show, then support us with a donation. We've set up a Patreon account where you become a supporter, and you also can make a one-time donation through the Buy Me a Coffee button. And information to do both of those are in our show notes and on our website at yashjesuspod.com. Now, if you ain't got no money, honey, you ain't got to worry about it. You can just leave us a review or share us with a friend. That really helps us spread Yash Jesus to others who might need to hear it.
You can now leave an audio prayer request or praise report on our website at yasjesuspod.com. We would love to share your voice and your prayers on the show, so drop us a line or send us a recording on yasjesuspod.com.
Send us your praise reports, your prayer requests, your episode ideas, guest ideas, or even just a, do you understand what you're reading, Azzy? We'd love to hear from you. Yash Jesus is hosted by me, Danny Franzese,
and the totally testacular Azariah Southworth. Music, sound, editing, and all things audio are done by Chris Heckman. Our show is produced by the Freakin' Deacon Ross Murray and Lady Boss Meredith Pauly. Our sugar daddies are Nathaniel N. and John H., and we want you to join them, so visit us on the Yash Jesus Patreon right now.
This episode is brought to you by World of Wonder. We are streaming and screaming on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And remember, God loves you just as you are.
So keep praising the Lord, y'all.